Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, dear believers, friends, and fellow investors. Alhamdulillah. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad calling from our show, the Millionaire Investor Club of Los Angeles. Alhamdulillah. So we'll open up in prayer with Al-Fatiha, which is the opening prayer that we traditionally say. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen. Rahmanir Rahim. Malik Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Ameen. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The Millionaires Investor Club of Los Angeles. Alhamdulillah. We've only been really broadcasting for going on the second week or so. And we are following in the footsteps, in the guidance and tradition of Imam W.D. Muhammad with his AMCOP program and his CPC program. And we are not afraid to say we want wealth and we want to be millionaires. And we want to control our own destiny, and we want to obey Allah in everything we do. And we are unapologetically Muslim, and we'll do things as a Muslim does, in a moral way, in an upright way, in a good way. But we want to be millionaires, because we want to be able to take care of our families first, ourselves and our families, but also the education of our children. The education of our children is our responsibility, no one else's. The education of our children first is our responsibility. And we want to have the money and the wherewithal, and we want to have the means to give our children a world-class education, just like the world class, the universal class, Holy Quran that has been given to us, Allah is a gift to us. The Quran, when Allah came to us and taught us the religion and sent us Imam W.D. Muhammad, you know, and Allah made preparation for Imam Muhammad by giving us his father and mother. And this was a gift to not only us as Muslims, but a gift to the world. A gift to the world. You know. Alhamdulillah. And we want to represent. And we don't want to shy down and back down and be ashamed of what we're talking about. Because Allah says, Waptati Dunya. He tells us to seek the hereafter, but don't forget your share of this world, this universe. Don't forget your share of this created world that he created, which includes the sun, moon, and stars, the galaxies, all the millions of stars and millions of objects in the heavens. We want our share of that. We want our share of that. And right now, just like other things that the white man, that the Caucasian is ahead of, well, yeah, he's ahead of us as an ethnic group. You know what I mean? He's ahead of us in the business world, and because, you know, he's dominated us, everything, and also he's in space. He's in space, but actually, it's we're in space. Because we know, you know, Allah gave that to them as an example for us, you know. And on our way to go to a lot of unknown places and, you know, in the world, because Allah is showing us how to do it by having us stick with this Holy Quran and keep our prayers up to him and love him and love his messenger. You know, praise be to Allah. So we're blessed. We are blessed people. We're blessed, you know, and we should realize it. And the interference that you're hearing is just in the evening. Once I get out of school, once I get rid after teaching, I come here and I sell different things, artwork, and I sell masks, you know, and we're organizing our Millionaires Club same time. And this is what we're doing now. And right now, as we speak, I'm packing up right now. And give me a moment. Give me a moment. So I'm like, yes, assalamu alaikum. I had to call in again. Alhamdulillah. Let me see. If anybody wants to say something, press one on your phone. Press one on your phone. I'd like to hear from you and some thoughts and ideas. Hold on, I'll get the studio back. Yes, assalamu alaikum. If you please press one on your phone and weigh in on what we're talking about a little bit, and I'll bring you into the queue. Thank you, inshallah. Yes. So assalamu alaikum. This is the Millionaires Investors Club of Los Angeles, and we are unapologetically going after the dunya, We're not ashamed. We're not ashamed to say that. And alhamdulillah, that's what we're doing. And I see somebody's hand, and this is my brother, Rashad. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, well, look at my phone. I was just going to say that,
hey, salam alaikum.
You know,
salam alaikum.
Yes, sir. Well, alaikum as-salam.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say that, you know, having the focus of,
mm-hmm.
you know, in your mind of, you know,
mm-hmm.
possessing that which you desire, you know, then,
mm-hmm.
you know, you naturally move forward towards it, you know. So that's an important thing
mm-hmm.
you had mentioned, you know, I think last week, you know, and that's very important for us to focus on. Actually, whether positive or negative, really. So you have to be careful,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, you know, implanting those positive thoughts into the mind will actually, you begin to move towards it, you know? So, Hamdi, mm-hmm. I just mm-hmm. wanted to mention that. There's some of the principles of success that some of the success, positive-minded individuals have came up with, you know? And I think I haven't read too much on Scientology, but I think that is the same principle. You know, it's no accident that Farrakhan has sent his people to
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I was going to say it's no accident that Farrakhan sent his people to take courses, you know, in Scientology, and we're talking about basically the same principle in terms of having a positive mental focus, you know. A positive mental mind focus and working towards.
Rashad, you're making a great point. Rashad, you're making a great point.
Yeah.
Hold the phone a second, please. Just hold the phone. Just hold the phone a second. Rashad, hold the phone, Rashad.
On this side of that.
Okay.
On Michael Jackson.
Yes, sir.
I was just reflecting on, you know, what you were saying just the other day, and that was, you know, having that positive mindset, you know, of a goal in your mind, and then you become subconsciously attuned to it, you know, and you begin to move towards it, you know, even subconsciously, unknowingly, you begin to move towards it, you know? So, so, you know, when you talk about, you know, being economically prosperous, you know, the first stage, of course, is to have that goal, have that desire and that belief that it can be done, you know. So that's something that, you know, we have to, you know, just focus on, change the focus. So I just wanted to mention that, highlight it, because you had mentioned it last week, you know. I just like to reinforce that, you know, alhamdulillah. I'm talking... And I'm including myself as well, you know, because I have to reorient and retrain and retune, you know, my consciousness to a positive prosperity mindset as well, you know. So I'm talking about self first, you know, alhamdulillah. But, those are just good focus.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah. All praise be to Allah. Yeah. I know you study that too. And we need more, I don't know, in our community, brother, I don't know if we are quite confident. You know, this dean came to us, brother, and I don't know if we really, really realize what we got. You know what I mean? I think some people just can't believe it. I mean, you know, we're talking about belief. We just can't believe.
Yeah, we kind of, there's some portions we're not hitting sometimes. We're not hitting on all cylinders. I remember that. You remember that AM station, man, that was just always positive, you know. that AM radio station. I forget the name of it. That might have been KGFJ, you know, and it was always about positive mind messengers, you know. You remember that?
Yeah, man. And they took it off the air, man. It was beautiful. Man,
put Christian spirituals on, you know?
Is that right?
I don't know, but
I used to tune into that, man. I used to love hearing that because it really resonated with me and a whole lot of other people, man. Hearing that good, you know, that good positivity like that, man. Earl Nightingale, that was dynamic, man.
And Les Brown. And Les Brown.
Man, that's an idea, man. That's an idea. You know, we're already reading The Millionaire Next Door, The Millionaire Next Door, and also The Millionaire Mind by these authors. And so you might as well continue that positivity thing, you know. In other words, you know, incorporate that into, you know, the Millionaire Investors Club, you know, because, you know, I know you listen to Tavis Smiley's show.
And
he has his sister's own name, Lynn Richardson. She got a program called the Millionaires Roundtable. You know, and she focuses on that. You know, she got the science too. That's the science. The science is you call yourself what you want to be. You know, that's the science. You know, you keep yourself in that mode. You know,
yeah, positive framework. I remember that book, man. You know, remember that book, Diamonds in Your Own Backyard?
Yeah. That's by Earl Nightingale. Well, he talks about it.
I got away from that, man. After that radio program, you know, I kind of got away from that, man, because I always used to listen to that program, you know. And I got away from it, man, and, you know, I fell victim to letting, you know, negativity creep into my consciousness. So we got to constantly, you know, focus on the positive. In fact, if I could take one example of what the Christians say, you know, because it's actually in the Bible. It says you have to keep that spirit, focus on the spirit, you know, just always focus on the spirit, you know.
Uh-huh.
Always focus on the spirit. But it's in Quran, you know. It's in Quran. It's in Quran as well. You know, Allah always tells us, you know, what good deeds and the results of the good deeds are, you know, increased 10. How could you lose if you're moving and you get a requital of 10 for every one negative? You get a 10 for every positive that you do, and if it's negative, it's just one. You know, you can't lose with that formula, you know? Yeah, you can't lose that formula. So we got it in the Quran. But alhamdulillah, I just wanted to mention that, Sheikh. I just wanted to mention that. All right.
What time is the prayer tonight? What time is the prayer?
Prayer comes in at about 7:25, something like that, about 7:25. Might have to hold on and listen for a while, but about 7:25.
Yeah, brother. Right. I was looking for you to come on the show and give us some of this good talk, you know, because I know you study and you believe in that, because that's what Allah wants us to do, man. Allah wants us to have wealth. See, because when we have wealth, you know, it'll go into schools and, you know what I mean, positive things. Hey, brother, how are you? Yeah. And
sure. That's part of the dollar, too, man. You know, people want to see a prosperous, moving community, man. You know, they want to see they want to see you, and then, you know, people to get the spirit, to catch your own spirit, you know. People want to see you moving, you know, moving forward, man. They want to see that prosperity, man. Okay, y'all, you know, you're saying you got the best, you the best, you know, and okay, well, they're looking for it, you know. You say you got the answers to everything.
Well, that's right.
So,
that's
you know,
it was his proof.
Yeah. So, alhamdulillah. Like I said, I'm saying myself included in that. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I gotta, you know, turn it up a notch.
Yeah. Well, you ought to see my cards. I'm gonna send you a copy of the card before they get printed. But I got a little thing. Under the services of the Mycola Real Estate, you know, I call it the Mycola Realty Group. Mycola is the acronym for Muslim Investors Club of Los Angeles, Mycola. And I'm going to change my DBA to that so people keep it on people's minds. Even the real estate company is the Millionaires Investors Club of Los Angeles. Well, under the Mycola services, Under the Mycola services, I got an architectural plan, ADUs. You know what I mean? Now I don't know nothing about plans, but that's, you know, alhamdulillah. Yeah, that'll be something that I'll refer over to you. You know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put it out there. I'm gonna put it out there, man. Put it out there. Praise be to Allah. Yeah. And also, we should actually learn also too to focus on health, our health, you know, you know, see ourselves as being well, you know, totally well, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, get out and exercise as much as we can, you know what I mean? As much as we can.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man. I was asking about one of our brothers. You know, brother Philly D. You know, he used to be over there at the Abu Bakr. Philly D. Used to kind of short. You know, arrange the shoes and, you know, would make sure tell everybody, you know, to, you know, organize the shoes. You know, don't just come up. He would clean up the mound around the mess too. You know. Anyway, he had a stroke, man, and so he was healing from the stroke. And last thing I asked about him was that he was, he was in a home, some type of care facility, you know. So, you know, I think a stroke seems like that. I think our diet, you know, we have to be careful of our diet, careful of our blood pressure levels, you know, and eliminate the salt, you know, a lot of the sodium, eliminate the sodium content, you know. Because a lot of that can contribute, you know, to, you know, things like strokes and, you know, other problems, you know, if you don't watch the salt content, you know.
You know, that's one thing about my friend Tim, you know. He believes in eating right.
Oh, you said Tim?
You
Tim, my son?
Yeah.
Tim, my son, huh?
Yeah. Right. He believes in eating right. And he used to get on my case, you know, sometimes I kind of binge on candy bars.
Sweet.
He saw me one time and he said, "Oh, brother, man, you are nuts." Yeah, he really he believes in eating right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, we had it, man. You know, How to Eat to Live. You know, I was listening to a foreign Muslim scholar. You know, he's actually a Mufti, you know. And he was talking about he eats 1 meal a day, you know. And I was just thinking, he probably got that from, you know, How to Eat to Live. I didn't have nobody talking about eating 1 meal a day except, you know, where we come from, you know. Our orientation, the nation, you know. So yeah,
who was talking
man,
about Ikhwan
you know,
Jose though?
No, that was this foreign Muslim scholar. He was saying
mm-hmm.
that he's 1 mil a day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and you know, we were taught that allows the poison, the toxins of our body, you know, to kind of not build up, you know, when we don't continually clog our system with all that poisonous food, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So we got to. In fact, I visited a brother today, man. He's experiencing a little dementia, you know.
Mm.
And I read that, you know, reading the Quran helps to prevent that, you know. So these things happen as we age, you know. Yeah, I was just visiting a brother today, man.
How is the dementia being expressed?
Well, you
I mean,
mean,
how,
well,
kind of
well, you know, memory lapse, memory loss, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, memory loss.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So those are things, and you know, it's part of the aging process, people say, but you know, it's something that we can really. You know, ward off too, you know.
Mhm.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, you're right, man. We gotta focus on the health of total body, man. Mind, body and spirit, you know? Umbrella. Mind, body, soul.
Well one thing I wanna encourage you to keep up those prayers and keep leading the prayers when you know, brother can't make it, you know.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yes, sir.
Oh man, because you know, you sound real knowledgeable, and that's a real benefit for. Oh man, I'm gonna close my door. That's a real benefit for you know, those sisters, you know, like the believers.
Oh, yeah,
the believers hearing that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Thank you.
Make sure you keep that. I like to drink coffee, man, but they say when you got AFib, you shouldn't drink coffee because it speeds your heart up.
Yeah.
But I get a little jolt out of coffee. Do you drink coffee from time to time?
Yeah. Not too often. I had some yesterday, and since I had some
right?
yesterday, I said, well, but not drink any today. You know. So I have some, but I try to, you know, I try to limit it.
Moderate
it,
huh? I got disconnected. You still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Make sure that you keep that up, you know. And because that's what we need, man. We need strong leadership here in L.A., man. And I know them sisters. No, those believers, because it's got Brother Paul on there. Is any other brothers come on?
That's it, you know. And then there's the other brother that, you know, he's kind of incapacitated a little bit, you know. The sister always, you know, talks about him, you know, how he's doing.
Well,
so we're it, you know. Yeah, we're it, you know. And yesterday, man, I'm glad I came on because Sami didn't come on, you know. And so I went ahead and, you know, did the prayers, but he didn't come on until later. You know, he's taking care of his helping his wife, you know, after her knee operation, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what's happening. That's a blessing. That's good.
Yeah,
Yeah, brother, because that's what we need, brother. We need to keep developing, you know, the leadership in L.A. Because these things are going to grow, man. These things are going to grow.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm talking about since Crab Island School and this Investor Club. Yeah, I got my – yeah, the guy gave me the – this guy, this Vietnamese guy named Andy, he's doing my business card. Yeah, I got the proof. Last proof I need. Yeah, great teaching. Yeah, brother. I'm going to get the cards and I'm going to make it a point to go around to the masjid and make prayer and distribute my card and get people thinking about the Investor Club, you know?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know? Go up to Belal. When last time you been to Belal?
Oh, I haven't been to Belal in quite a while, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was thinking about Belal the other day. No, I haven't been there for Juma in a while, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Old AK Hassan, man, the soldier, man, he's continuing on, man. They say he makes a lot. I think he's 89 now. They said he's 89, and he still makes a lot, man. You know, bowing mm-hmm. down on the carpet, you know, under the love.
Mm. He's 89?
Yeah, yeah, 89.
Wow. Huh. 89, is that right? Well, that gives me hope, man, because I know he probably eat right, too, you know?
No, I'm pretty sure, of course, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, man,
yeah,
you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, his wife takes care of his diet, you know.
Yeah.
That's another advantage of having a wife,
good.
Man. Who, yeah, because she could, you know, she could prepare some good meals, healthy meals. We kind of, you know, might open up a can or something or go buy some, you know, fried fish or, you know, but having a wife, man, she cooks some good vegetables and, you know, all of that good stuff, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rashad, yeah, you know, give us a short little spiel, and what we're going to do is I'm going to clock out for tonight, so we have maybe about 45 minutes in tonight, so give us some more of your thoughts on our community and everything and some ideas, and then what we'll do. We'll go out in prayer in about 5 minutes. So,
I was just saying, alhamdulillah, you know, things that you're talking about, you know, in terms of economic progress, you know, keeping, you know, positive focus, you know, in the mindset, you know, is something that, you know, we have to focus on because Allah tells us for sure, strive for the hereafter, but do not neglect our portion. You know, do not neglect our share. So we have that obligation as well, you know. This is a good opportunity to move towards that. And then, you know, of course, you know, with the family structure, you know, the man, you know, has to, you know, provide, you know, has to be the provider, you know. You know, so we have obligations. So anyway, alhamdulillah, this is a good opportunity, you know, to move towards that, you know, alhamdulillah. Yeah, good opportunity to move towards that, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Praise be to Allah. Man, I'm so glad you called in and reminded us of that. You know, there's so many areas, man, that we need to educate our community. You know, I was quite surprised, brother. that, but I kind of knew it. I kind of knew it because it was new to me, that a lot of our community didn't really realize the importance of STEM. And so many people didn't even really know what it was. You know what I mean? And, a lot of people just in our community are from the old school, and they don't really know about science, technology, engineering, and math, that this is what the European countries, man, when they want to, you know, jump out there, they get their children into this stuff, man. And in a matter of one generation, man, about 15 years, man, those people are on top, man. The Japanese did it. You know what I mean? They know how to immerse their children into science and math, you know?
Yeah.
And I was so surprised, brother, that so many of our people just didn't know, man. So, hey, man, we're getting some blessings out there, man.
Yeah.
Blessings. You know what I mean? By educating our people, man. That's what, you know, that's what the prophets say. If, you know, answer this. When the prophet told certain people to teach certain things to people, you know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? Was it the enemy who was captured, or who was it? Or was it just the believers that he told to teach? Or was it the...
Yeah.
Opposition.
There were those that were those who were, you know, the enemy of the Muslims, but they happened to have been defeated, you know, and captured. And he, you know, he said that if they teach, you know, a Muslim, you know, they would gain their freedom, you know, by teaching each Muslim, you know, each one teach a Muslim, they would gain their freedom, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was it. You know, they would acquire their freedom by teaching a Muslim. You know.
Mm-hmm. Praise be to Allah. Okay, brother Rashad, can you take us out in prayer? I'm loading up my stuff.
Sure. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Oh Allah, the author of peace, when it comes peace. And blessed art thou, O Lord, in glory and honor. O Lord, grant the good of this world and the good of the next, and save us from the doom and chastisement of the fire. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, my brother. Inshallah, we'll talk. Well, actually, the prayer's coming in when? It's 6:45 now.
It's coming in about 7:25, you know.
Oh, okay, inshallah, then. Okay, in about, okay. All right, Brother Rashad, thank you very much, brother. I really appreciate you.
Welcome. Thank you. You say, alhamdulillah.
All right. Thank you.
Well, I'll look at you.